setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, where we help you win at work and in your life. We're all about helping you make more money and experience more meaning. That's what we're about. And so we're going to help you move, help you discover, help you get promoted, whatever. Help you deal with some emotions that are holding you back, whatever it is. We're going to help you. 844-747-2577. It is your show. You can call in, and I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader. All one call. It's absolutely free, by the way. 844-747-2577. All right. I want to lead today's show off with a sampling. Not an exhaustive list, but a good list. So that you can take inventory. This time of year is wonderful for taking inventory. And you should take inventory in many areas of your life. Physical, mental, professional, relational, spiritual. You should be. Where are you? Where do you want to be? What's the gap? And so I'm going to give you a simple, but again, quality list so that you can take inventory and say, am I close to being a great employee? How would I be able to do self-reflection, get some feedback to really figure out if I am a great employee? Well, you got to know what the characteristics of a great employee are. So here they are. This is when people talk about you like this. They go, oh, she's cut from a different piece of cloth, that one. She's special. She's great. Don't we all want somebody to talk about us that way? So you got to know what you got to develop, what characteristics you got to have, display, be great at. So they say, he's remarkable. Here's the first one. A great employee is aware. They're aware. They have self-awareness. They are aware of who they are, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what drives them and what drains them. Why they do what they do. They know how they do it. They're aware. They're also aware of others. We'll get to that one, to that application in just a moment. See, the awareness leads to another great characteristic that we'll get to shortly. Secondly, they're focused. Great employees are focused. They're driven, eye on the prize. They know, again, exactly what they are moving towards, what results they want to produce. Third, great employees are consistent. They're consistent. They show up and they deliver. That's the two ways that you see consistency in great employees. They show up. You can count on them. They're there. They don't just show up physically. I mean, they're all in. They're not just sitting there scrolling Facebook. They're engaged. That's consistency. They show up, they deliver. Number four, their great employees are enthusiastic. Boy, enthusiasm, I think, is the wonder drug for a great culture. You take a team that's stagnant emotionally and you put an enthusiastic person in there, watch that change. I'm not saying everybody's going to do it. Some people will leave. Right? But enthusiasm will either draw people in or drive them away. It just will. And an enthusiastic person, I mean, they just bring some juice, man. It's not false. It's not this Magoo-like optimism and positivity that's all fake. I mean, their heart is on their sleeve in a good way. They're excited to be there. They're enjoying themselves, enjoying the work, enjoying you. Enthusiasm. Fifth, great employees are learners. They are known for their desire to learn. Learn about themselves. Another tie back to awareness. Learn new skills. Get new experiences. They're learners. They know that learning is the key to growing. And if I'm not growing, I'm dying. Number six, they're teammates. Great. Employees are team focused. They know what their unique role is, and they know that others are counting on them. And not only do they know it, they deliver. They're thinking about the big team goal. They're thinking about the organization goal. They know that they are a player in the big game, but they know that, well, it's so much bigger than them. And then finally, number seven, great employees are flexible. This is an attitude of adaptability. You know what? Look, life is just going to dump some suck on us sometimes, right? The bucket of suck. You just least expect it. You know, it's like these sidelines. You see these NFL sidelines, or you see, you know, these college sidelines, and these players sneak up behind these coaches to celebrate, and they dump the big cold Gatorade on them. And it's like, oh, yeah. Isn't that how life brings trials our way? It's rare that we go, wait a second, I think I see a problem afar off. There it comes. You can see this in leadership, but I mean, think about life's, the stuff that hits us hard during the day. It's rarely do we get a warning.
Warning, I am about to dump a bucket of suck on you.
This doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that way. It's, you get to work, working moms, and you get a phone call. Hey, Jeremiah pooped his pants. You got to come pick him up.
Bucket of suck.
You get into the office, ready for your presentation. Hey, listen, I don't know how to tell you this. Our servers are down. We're not going to be able to do this big Zoom presentation for this big client.
Bucket of suck.
It just happens. Gets dumped on you. And I'm telling you, flexible people go, you know what? That sucked. They don't try to ignore it. They also, though, don't let it drive them out.
I can't do it. I'm going home. I can't do it.
No. You know what that mom does, that working mom? She goes, all right, let me talk to Jeremiah real quick. Hey, buddy, it's okay. Mom will be there soon with a new pair of underwear. It's going to be okay. Take a deep breath. And she adapts. Right? So we all have the ability to adapt. But see, this isn't about ability to adapt. This is actually about the attitude, the flexibility. Like, I have an attitude. So I go, you know what? It's not the end of the world. I'm going to solve it. It's not ideal. I'm going to call my client up and go, you're not going to believe this. My kindergartner just messed his pants at school and nobody else can get there. I got to get there. But here, we'll reschedule the call a little bit later this afternoon. Or I was going to deliver this to you this morning and now I'm going to get it to you later this afternoon. They just adapt. And it's flexible. And they're not freaking out. So aware, focused, consistent, enthusiastic, learners, teammates, flexible. Those seven areas are what make employees great. When you have high levels of those things and you are not just developing those talents, you are displaying them. Oh, that's a game changer. Game changer. You want to be great? Do a audit of yourself in those areas. Am I aware? Am I focused? Am I consistent? Am I enthusiastic? Am I a learner? Am I a teammate? Am I flexible? Oh, it's an edge. I just gave you the edge. Go beat the competition and shake off the bucket of suck. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, continuing here to help you win at work and in your life, helping you make the progress that you need to make, whether that's discovery or qualification or making the right start, beating the competition to win the interview. getting promoted to get a bigger paycheck that also is attached to more meaning in your work. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Marie in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I am a 25-year teaching veteran, and I had an epiphany during COVID. I actually realized I loved working from home. This school year is different than any other that I've had in my entire career. I've got my daughter graduating college this year, my son graduating high school. So I like to call it my second act. I think I'm getting, you know, I've definitely made the decision to pivot and maybe try something different. Maybe, you know, try to get an online position, but I don't know where to start. I've been teaching for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the question is, do you want to stay in the work of instructing?
I'm not going to limit myself to that. I have a graduate degree in curriculum and assessment.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm having the hardest time understanding you because there's a lot of noise in the background. I don't know if it's people and you're talking fast and I missed that whole thing. Is there any way we can get you to a quieter place?
I'm on a bus. I don't know. That might be the noise you hear.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a lot of people. So I'm going to press through that. So I need you to speak a little clearer so I can understand you.
Sure.
You said you have a degree in what?
Curriculum and assessment.
Okay. So what is it that you think you might like to try? I don't think a person like you calls me and has no idea.
I would ideally love to teach from home in some capacity, whether it's a university level, work for a company, perhaps training, something like that.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to what I asked you a moment ago. And you said, well, Ken, I don't want to limit myself to just instructing. And yet when I put you on the spot and I say, what is it that you'd really like to try? There's some ideas you have. Everything you gave me there was in the area of instructing. So my advice is that you play this out a little bit. I think you're already on the right track mentally. I think you're already thinking through, okay, well, I could get into corporate training. It could be HR type training, could be any level of professional training where you are inside an organization, training their employees, your teammates. Then you could work for training companies that are hired by companies to come in and apply specific training. But I know you want to work from home, right? So we've got to add in a little bit more of that element. And so online teaching, online training, in any of those areas is very possible. So I think what I would do if I were you is I would do a deep dive of research, and you're a teacher, so you know how to do it. And I would do a deep dive research on instructing, training, teaching, anything in that area that is online so that you can do that from home. Let's start there. That's your ideal situation, so let's start there. And I think you're going to find multiple opportunities for you to be able to work from home and train slash instruct. So I think you first do the old inventory. What are all the ways that people get paid and they're doing instructing slash training via remote, which means from home, you can do that. Then as you begin to do that, you begin to categorize. Well, there's HR, there's foreign language, there's, you know, continuing education skills, there's trades, whatever. You just begin to see all the different types of things out there, and then you allow yourself to go, okay, who are the people I most want to train? Who are the people I most want to instruct? And so now we begin to connect your heart to the realistic possibilities. But we engage the brain first, then we bring the heart in, and the heart helps us with the selection. So this is pretty simple and straightforward for you, and you can figure this out. But I didn't hear anything outside of instructing and training, because that's who you really are and what you love to do. It's just time to change the context. Time to change the environment. Time to change the method. But I still think what I heard was instruction. Thank you for the call. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Adam in Louisville, Kentucky. Adam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet. What's up?
So I'm pretty blessed in the sense that I feel like I've always known what I want to do. I went out and accomplished it. I've been a firefighter for 8 years.
Oh, great.
And I have been faced with the opportunity to take over a family business, and it would require quitting what, you know, I would consider my dream job, and I'm having a tough time making that decision.
Okay, let's just break down. Let's go right to the heart of this. The tough time making a decision. You are choosing between your dream job and choosing between family expectation. Is that about right?
No, it's not the family
expectation. Then tell me, what is it? It's
my in-laws, so there's not so much expectation. It's more of the opportunity and the opportunity for the future of what it could be, what I could do with it, the opportunities that it would give my family versus what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Would you describe the family business for your in-laws? Would you describe that if you took the opportunity out? And I'm hearing dollar signs. Am I right?
It's not just that either. And that's why it's so complicated.
Well, I need to hear it, brother. I need you to lay it out for me.
It's more time with my family. It would basically, I'm the boss, so I can control when I work, what time I work, when I'm off, when I vacation. I don't have that right now. It is money too.
Yeah, it is. So let me remove that for a second. Let's remove money and time with family from this. And let's only focus on the actual work you will be doing running the company.
Right.
Remove money and remove the family time for just a moment. Would you call this a dream job? Would it be in your sweet spot where you're using what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter to you? If I remove the good money potential and I remove all the time because you're the boss and now you think you can set your schedule, that's not a sure thing. Is this a sweet spot gig for you, yes or no?
I think so, because that's the other thing, is I have experience in it, and so I already have a feel for what it requires, and it is something that I enjoy doing. I just don't know if it's something that I enjoy doing as much.
Well, but that's what this is. This is what's really holding you back? Because I heard potential for money, more family time, you got experience in it, it's in my sweet spot, then why isn't it a slam dunk?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Why isn't it a slam dunk? There is some fear and doubt here.
Yeah, I've invested my entire adult life into doing what I do now, and it's giving up on that and saying that, I accomplished that, but I'm not going to retire doing that. I'm just going to quit early per se.
So that's what's really going on? Or is there some healthy fear or doubt that you can do the job and grow it to where you think it's going to be this amazing opportunity? Or do you have total confidence?
I have no doubt that I can do it and do it well.
Okay, then. So it feels like you have some guilt. That it's actually not fear and doubt, that this is guilt about walking away from something you spent so much time in, that you're letting somebody down. I don't know if it's yourself or the fire department or what. Sounds like it's guilt. Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, then I would set yourself free from that, because you've served for a long time, and if for some reason you go run this company and the fire department keeps pulling back at you and you're sold, then you can always reenter. So I don't think there's some big risk at all. And I also don't think that there's anything you should be guilty about. You've been given a new opportunity to serve in a different way. Sounds like your heart wants to do it. Your brain's trying to talk you out of it, like you're doing something wrong for leaving. You're not. Do it, man. Drop the guilt and go. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. And if you're new to us, you just found us wherever you're listening, however you're listening. We're here to help you win at work and at life. Life is way too short to just be in an okay job with just okay pay and okay benefits. You ought to be making really good money, making significant impact that you want to make. You should actually be good at the job, love the job, and love and care deeply about the results. That's what you should be doing. You know it and I know it. So many people think it's just not possible. So you don't even try. Yeah, I had a lady reach out. There was some post on Instagram, on my Instagram account, at Ken Coleman, and the lady literally said, yeah, well, there aren't dream jobs for everybody. Some of us just don't have it. And I replied, I'm sorry that you don't think that there's work out there that you're good at, that there's work out there that you love, that there's work out there that will produce a result that matters to you. That's the dream job definition. What I call the sweet spot is also the dream job. Right? It's like I am spending 75% of my day doing work I love, doing work I'm good at, doing work that matters, that creates results that matter to me. I mean, really, that's, you could add a couple other things there. Great culture, company you love, blah, 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 blah. That's all great. You can dress it up a little bit more, but that's it. Don't tell me that there isn't a dream job for you. You're lying to yourself. So let's help you get it. Let's help you identify it. 844-747-2577. One of the ways for you to get it is actually put yourself out there. And if you're nervous, you don't like the job hunt, I get it. I totally get it. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. It's easy and it's free. They get paid by companies to find talent. So they're recruiters. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It takes you 5 minutes, maybe less, to fill out a profile, attach your resume, and then let them go to work for you. Now, I'm not suggesting you sit back in the hammock, but you can go on with the rest of your life because they're out there pitching you, connecting you. They update you when a company looks at your profile because of them, when a company likes your profile because of them, and when a company asks for your contact information, and Zip puts you directly in touch with the company so you can get in the interview process. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, best way, easiest way, cheapest way to get hired. It's free and it's easy. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right. So another nail in the higher education coffin. What? Let's get to it in the news. New CNBC article with a new study from the National Association of Colleges and Employers. Here's the big takeaway. Just 50% of the graduating seniors in 2020 from college, the class of 2020, Tom. Well, there really wasn't that, right? Everybody was at home. They got the diploma. They moved the tassel. And 50% of them had not gotten a full-time job with a traditional employer within 6 months of graduating. That's extraordinary. This study, just so how broad this is, just how complete this study is, they researched 563,000 bachelor's graduates across 337 colleges and found that only 50% of the class of 2020 had full-time jobs. Meaning they weren't working as a freelancer or an entrepreneur within 6 months of graduation. If you look a year back into the past, 2019, and this is significant, this is no pandemic, 2019 grads, only, 55.3% of those graduates were employed within the same time. So this is pre-pandemic. It wasn't very good. It was 55% didn't, 55% were employed. And now it's only 50% in 2020. So it's not like it was that great. Those numbers are pretty paltry. If I'm looking at that, if I'm a parent, I'm a kid, I'm you, and you're thinking about college, whoever you are, wherever you are, you're going, all that time and money, and 50% of college grads got jobs within 6 months? That's pathetic. It's awful. What's the ROI on that if you compute that to Wall Street? I wouldn't buy that stock. Whoa. Very interesting. According to an analysis of the U.S. Census Bureau of Labor Statistics and National Center for Education Statistics data, for the years 1980 to 2019, I think this is fascinating. I want to show you a full snapshot here, like a real look. College costs have increased by 169% over the past four decades, while earnings for workers between the ages of 22 and 27, that's your, you know, recent college grads, have increased by just 19%. This is out of whack, folks. Higher education costs are ballooning way faster than actual wages are growing. And yet, we still live in a society where the predominant message is that college and university is the best path to success. It makes the most sense. It doesn't. Not for everybody. And it sure as heck ain't worth doing in debt. So fascinating stuff there. We got to wake up. We got to wake up to this stuff. I mean, it's you know, every time I say this, I got somebody goes, Ken, why do you always bash higher education? What is your hatred towards it? None at all. I'm just looking at it with the numbers. Are you not willing to be objective and look at the numbers? If this was a company that you were investing in, would you be okay with that rate of return for the amount of time and money that you're investing or you're pushing your kids to invest? And it's honestly a flip of the coin. Hey, I could play heads and tails all day long too. Do you want to play heads and tails? You want to flip the coin with 4, 5, 6 years of education and hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases? It's extraordinary. I don't know why we do this. It's like the emperor has no clothes on and nobody's willing to go,
does anybody notice that the emperor is naked?
We just go, well, it is what it is. It's the rat race. Let's just run it with all the other rats. Not me. Not me. And you shouldn't do it either. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. You know, I'm going to invest heavily in disrupting this. And I'm figuring it out. I'm actively going, okay, where can I practically meet people who are trying to make the decision on college and help them overcome what has become a stigma? That you are less than, you are rolling the dice if you don't go get a degree. Now, thankfully, Bethel Tech, who I enthusiastically endorse, and I don't know what the latest numbers are, but I think we have like 40-some people that are listeners of the show who are actively in their 9-month program. But this is, even though it's a technology school, and it could take you from no experience, no skill set at all, train you up in 9 months, and you could start making $68,000 or more a year with a path to six figures. But that's a trade school. How about electricians, plumbers, welders? How about those folks? I mean, if you look at the time and the money to get trained, to certify, and get out there and work, apprentice, however you go about it, and you really look at the ROI, and you go, wait a second, these numbers aren't making sense. Now, I have to mention the caveat, obviously, there are certain industries that you got to have the college education and then you go further. But even then, you don't have to go into debt and put a millstone around your neck for the rest of your life. There is a way. Go get the book, Debt Free Degree, RamseySolutions.com. Dive into it. Let the numbers prove it out. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so you can give yourself away and you're truly living a legacy. You're working in a way that is giving you tremendous income and tremendous impact. It's possible. We want so much more for you. This can help you in so many areas of your personal life as well. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. All right, let's go to Brandon in Bellevue, Ohio. Brandon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thank you so much for taking my phone call. I really appreciate it. And I've been in a very bad spot in life lately, and really trying to listen to positive manifestation coaches like Abraham Hicks. Are you familiar?
I'm not.
Okay. Basically, just to give you a quick rundown of where I'm at in life right now, I'm 28 and I'm very underemployed. I have worked in radio for a few years and I quit for a while and I came back and now I'm only extremely limited part-time. And so I've been looking for career opportunities to be full-time working, and I'm not having a lot of success.
What did you do? What did you do in radio and what do you want to do?
Well, I am a board announcer, board operator and announcer. I was a co-host for about 2 years on a morning show. And now I do just stuff extremely limited part-time. But my other career paths, I was in music performance, and things kind of went away when COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And
what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't think you're a guy who's confused. I think your confidence has been hit really, really hard.
It really has.
Right. So let's
you're
just
exactly right.
So let's just focus on what is it that you want to do. No,
really?
Don't make excuses. Tell me.
I invested years ago into a hemp industry business that failed. The state of Ohio around 2017 was issuing people controlled substance felonies for possession of CBD oil.
You're not answering. Are you answering? Are you answering my question?
I'm trying to get
no,
to that.
I don't want you to
get back into.
I don't want you. I got limited time, and I want to help you. And I'm cutting you off on purpose.
Okay.
What is it that you want to do? I don't need a story. What, you want to run a hemp industry? You want to run a hemp company, or do you want to be in radio?
I want to get back into the hemp industry because pain management and helping people is something that's really been on my heart.
Okay, then. So, what's keeping you from getting back into that industry?
There just doesn't seem to be a lot of opportunities. A lot of the companies that I'm looking at right now are network or multi-level marketing, and I'm trying to find a position that would allow me at least entry level into that industry so that way I can get involved.
Okay, then stay with it. The good news is you're clear on what you want to do and why you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you better expand your horizons beyond Ohio. I mean, mm-hmm. This is an exploding industry. It's not going anywhere. You seem like a young guy. You may have a lot of freedom. Maybe you don't. But you got to start going. I'm looking at all 50 states, or at least, I should take the states where it's legal to manufacture it or whatever's going on. I don't know anything about the industry.
Right.
All right. So my point is like, you just need some good old-fashioned gumption and remind yourself every day why you want to do it. And so if you're looking for entry level, well, then you need to expand your options because entry level is entry level. It doesn't require a lot of experience. You've got some actual experience. You've got some passion for the industry and the product. So get after it, dude. I wish I had some like elixir for you, but the good news is you know what you want to do. So I don't, forget the radio. You led with radio. That's not what you want to do. So if you need a day job, until you find the entry level job in the industry you want to go into, hemp, then go get yourself a day job, Brandon. Listen to me. Keep trying. Listen to me. Work your relationships and your connections. This is the hottest employment market in the history of the United States. If you got to go get a delivery job, get a delivery job.
Okay.
They are hiring people with a pulse. Come on, dude.
No, trust me. I get on job boards like Indeed every day, and I've just been having trouble.
You know what your problem is? You're submitting resumes and sitting back dreaming of hemp instead of going and meeting people. That's the problem.
Okay.
You need to start meeting people, dude. Smile, shake their hand, tell them you want the job. You'll get it. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you win at work and in life. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kelsey, who joins us in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Kelsey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right.
Just making it work. Yeah.
There we go. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm considering making a large career switch, and I have a couple of concerns and kind of questions about it. So those concerns are, first, the time and cost to gain the new skills to make the switch. If I, you know, I hope I find meaning in this new career, but not having done it before, that's a concern. And then being able to find a job after putting in all that work after it, if there's, if it's a hot market, I think it is, but I don't know if that's just a false perception. And then my last concern is how I can make a career work with motherhood, because I would love to have a family someday, but that can be super tricky, putting a pause on a career for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, I'm throwing all at you.
Yeah, you know what, though? I love this because you feel like this is a big, giant, complex hairball, and this is just as straightforward and as simple as anything I've ever heard.
All right. I like to hear that.
You just don't have any answers. All you got are questions.
Mm-hmm.
These are all questions that are easily answered, but you don't have the answers. Or you've gotten some of the answers, and there's a couple you haven't gotten, so it's throwing a ton of doubt at you. Or you got the answers, and you're just ignoring them. What is it?
Okay.
Tell me, what is it?
Yeah, I think I might have some of the answers. So I'm looking to switch from interior design, commercial interiors, to UX sort of website design. I hear that it's a really hot market, but I think it's also really competitive.
Yeah, but
to get those jobs.
Yeah, so the two that you're really worried about, that you've got to get answers to, or you got to believe the answers you've gotten, are, will I enjoy it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know what that's going to boil down to? That's you talking to some people that are very successful in UX design,
mm-hmm.
and ask them what they enjoy about it. And when you hear their answers, you match it up to you, because see, UX design and interior design, in my opinion, they're both in your sweet spot. My mm-hmm. guess is you're very creative and talented and could be in both of those. But more importantly, because what you're concerned about is, will I enjoy it? What if I make the switch and I don't like it?
Yeah.
So the only way to get that answer is take a UX design course yourself,
mm-hmm.
online. Use the proximity principle, and get in front of people who do it and ask them enough questions so that you know the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly. And then once your brain processes that information, your heart's going to tell you whether or not you think you'd enjoy it. And then you'll know that you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't have that concern, but I do want you to still get the confirmation the way I just described.
Yeah.
All right. So then it's like, mm-hmm. well, can I get a job? It's so competitive. Well, that's just a bunch of nonsense. You're talented. You have high character. And even if you become a mom for a while and stay at home for a while, you can re-enter. It's not like you're going to lose all the skill. It's not like all of your experience that you will have gained prior to becoming a mom is going to be worthless. So
right.
That's a bunch of nonsense. By the way, I'm not picking on you. I'm taking your doubt on head on.
Yeah.
All right. Time and money. Now that's legitimate. It is going to take some time, and it is going to take some money to get trained. But it's not a college degree. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be as expensive or as time-consuming as that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you take your busy work right now and everything else you got going on in your life. Can you get qualified to be a UX designer in the midst of all that? Yeah, if you save the money up or cash flow your way through it, make some sacrifices, sell some stuff, pay some debt off if it's going to take you 2 years to get there. The point is it possible, Kelsey, or not, for you to get qualified as a UX designer?
Definitely possible.
Yeah, it's not pie in the sky, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, well, it's a big, you know, I got to hit a home run, Ken. It's the only shot I got, one swing.
Mm-hmm.
Did we answer everything else? What else is there?
Yeah. No, I think...
I think we covered that, the things you hit me with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't try to bite it all off at once.
Mm-hmm.
Go get the answers that you have yet to get. Check the list off. Once you get all the answers, then you're ready to go. And again, I'll remind you of the four qualifying questions that I unpack in my book, From Paycheck to Purpose, which I'm going to give to you as my gift.
Oh, thank you.
And I want you to, because it's got all seven stages laid out for you. All right? How you actually get there. So it's I'm going to unpack it for you. But in the second stage of my seven stages, get qualified, there are four qualifying questions. What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? And you've essentially, those are the questions you really need to answer. I'm telling you right now that I'm not worried about you getting a job. I'm not worried about you competing. So if you're clear that UX design is in your sweet spot, right? Allowing you to do what you do best, to do work you love, to produce results that matter to you. And I can tell you right now, the design thing is there's no question you love aesthetics. You want something to look nice and neat and be functional in its design. True or false?
True.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. So hang on the line. I'm going to have Amanda give you whatever format you like, ebook, audiobook, or hard copy of my best-selling book, From Paycheck to Purpose. This, listen, folks, you want to figure out what mountain you want to climb and then actually climb it? This is the book for you. It's only been out a month. It's a bestseller. It is the clear path for you. It's very practical, but also inspirational. You hear a lot of my stories as well. You can get it at kencoleman.com. But you've got this. You've absolutely got this. All right, let's go to Angel. Quick question coming to us from Fargo, North Carolina. Angel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How's it going?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Oh, braving the cold.
There you go. Better you than me. I am not a cold weather guy. How can I help?
So I have a couple of jobs. And one of them, I put my 2 weeks in last Saturday, but due to the work, basically, my store manager, they have like an extensive workload, and the people I work with aren't necessarily letting me take my breaks. So I get there at 2 p.m. and I don't really get out till like 11:30 or at midnight. And I have another job that starts at 5 a.m. And basically it goes against the North Dakota labor laws, where if you're not able to get a break, it's against their laws.
Okay.
Basically what I'm asking is it safe for me to quit? Because I already have another job lined up. So.
Well, you already submitted your resignation, yes?
Yes.
So you've got how much left in your 2 weeks that you gave them?
3 days. So today, this upcoming Saturday, and next Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They're treating you like you're some sort of, you know, there's no humaneness in this.
I feel like a draft horse, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're treating you like an animal. And you got 3 days left on your notice and they're not giving you breaks. Yeah. I'd tell them hasta la vista. I'm out. Yeah. What's the negative? You've served all but 3 days and they're treating you like garbage. You've already secured another job. So it's not going to hurt your employment history. It's not going to hurt anything. Yeah. I'd leave. If that's what you're asking me. Yeah. I'd quit.
Yeah. And I have a follow-up question.
Okay. Really quick. So I got about 10 seconds.
Okay. What do I put on for resumes when they ask about job gap with this job?
There is no job gap. It's a 3-day gap. You already got another job waiting for you. You already got another job you're working. My goodness. There ain't no gap for you. You got two jobs now and you're just dropping one. That's not a gap. Nothing to worry about. Hey, you matter and you have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.